Sunday, they are drawing up plans to target Iran with sanctions for its seizing of a British-flagged oil tanker in the Strait of Hormuz, and it may urge European Union countries to reimpose sanctions that were lifted in 2016 as part of Tehran's agreement to curb its nuclear program. Also on Sunday, new audio recordings were released of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard and the Royal Navy both giving instructions to the Stena Impero, with the Iranians ordering the vessel's captain to change course. Meanwhile, Iran said the fate of the tanker depends on the cooperation of its crew with an investigation. A senior official also said all 23 crew members were in good health. Hong Kong police fired tear gas late Sunday to disperse pro-democracy protesters who filled the streets of the territory again. Tens of thousands of people are reported to have demonstrated, calling for democratic reforms and an investigation into complaints of police brutality.
You can see so many people come here on the street and on every weekend, and the government still do not answer for what we ask. So we need to stand for what we want and keep going on. Because we're Hong Kongers, we love our homes, so we need to fight.
Millions have rallied over the past 2 months in an unprecedented show of force against Hong Kong's embattled leader, Carrie Lam. Health officials say an oppressive heat wave that has blanketed large swaths of the United States has contributed to the deaths of at least six people. With warnings of a dangerous heat wave paired with high humidity over the weekend, events were canceled throughout the nation, from festivals and concerts to sporting events. This is VOA News. A gun and suicide bomb attack in northwestern Pakistan has killed at least 10 people, including security personnel, and injured more than 30 others. Salim Riaz, the police chief in the city of Dera Ismail Khan, told reporters a group of four gunmen riding motorcycles Sunday morning opened fire at a security checkpoint in a residential area, killing two policemen. Later, a suicide bomber dressed in a burqa attacked the entrance to the hospital where the victims from the first attack were taken, causing further casualties. The Pakistan Taliban claimed responsibility for the violence in an email sent to VOA. Ukrainians are going to the polls Sunday to cast their ballots in a snap parliamentary election that could consolidate the power of its recently elected president. A tidal wave of popular support in April carried Volodymyr Zelensky, a comedian who played the president on a popular TV show, to Ukraine's highest office. A delegation from the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, led by Serena Mabourne, is observing the vote.
We are 62 members from 20 countries different to be all over in Ukraine to observe. At this moment, it's very difficult for us to say if the process is very smooth, because we need to have all the observation in order to give an advice about the process.
Zelensky's party is expected to do well, but may fall short of a majority, forcing it to form a coalition. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's ruling coalition secured a majority in Japan's upper house of parliament in voting on Sunday, according to vote counts by public television and other media. Exit polls indicated Abe could even close in on the supermajority needed to propose constitutional revisions. The 64-year-old Abe is on course to become Japan's longest-serving prime minister. President Trump has resumed his Twitter attack on four Democratic congresswomen. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Quoting the president on Twitter, "I don't believe the four congresswomen are capable of loving our country." And to echo that, Trump campaign advisor Mercedes Schlapp on ABC's This Week.
"These Democratic presidential candidates are going to have to kiss the ring of the squad, because they are the new voices of the Democrat Party, and that should be concerning."
But Democratic Congressman Elijah Cummings isn't worried.
"These are folks and women who love their country, and they work very hard, and they want to move us towards that more perfect union that our founding fathers talked about."
Cummings also spoke on ABC's This Week. Shelley Adler, Washington.
I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.
VOA 1. VOA 1. The best music now.